We are back on Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Morgan Jacobson. He is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. First off, Morgan, always great to get you in. Thank you again for the time today.
Thanks for letting me come.
Absolutely. Look forward to this each week. Let's start by talking about, bull elk hunting. As far as the permits go for this fall, which fall is right around the corner, I can't believe how fast summer is actually flying by, but This is definitely a big topic right now.
That's right. Early this year, we had our big game application process, people drew out for big game permits. Elk is unique because we actually have over-the-counter tags for that, and those went on sale July 11th, and those usually take a couple of weeks to sell out, so there's still time to buy these over-the-counter elk tags. And this year, a total of 30,000 rifle and muzzleloader permits are being sold, and so that's a great option for hunters who want to have a little more flexibility in making plans for this fall, and there's nothing better than elk hunting, and so this is something we're really excited about and hope people will take advantage of.
Talk about the logistics of it. A total of 30,000 rifle and muzzleloader permits, they went on sale already. You and I were talking as far as the archery elk permits go, those won't sell out. So this is good news, obviously, for a lot of people, right?
That's right. Yeah. So those 30,000 permits, those apply for rifle and muzzleloader. And then, like you said, the general archery elk permits are one type of elk permit that won't sell out. There's an unlimited number of those. So if you like to hunt with a bow, that's a great option because you can for sure get a permit with that. And just like any other permit, these you still have to decide which unit you want to hunt on. There's a variety of general season elk hunt units that you can apply for. There are, however, two types of hunts that you can choose to do when it comes to elk. So you can take you can purchase an any bull permit, which allows you to take a bull elk of any size, whether a spike or branch antlered bull. And those are on the general units. But there's also spike only units. So those bulls that don't have branch antlers yet, those are spike only units. And there's advantages of those. Those spike only bull permits apply for what are usually limited entry elk hunting units. And so even though you can only take a spike elk, you get to be out where some of these really big bulls are out there. You get to see a lot of cool wildlife, hopefully have a lot of elk to choose from. And so that's one advantage of that type of hunt. If you're looking for some way to get meat in the freezer and come home with something, this is a great way to go about it. So we're excited about it.
You guys definitely have a lot of tools for people to take advantage of. And you were mentioning one to me a little bit off of the air, which I think is very fascinating, the Utah Hunt Planner. So go ahead and tell me about this, because this is for people preparing for the hunt, and it's on your website as well.
That's right. So this is a great tool, especially if you're unfamiliar with specific units and species and what you can do in certain places of the state. So if you go to our website, wildlife.utah.gov, there's an option on there called our Hunt Planner. And so the website for that is actually wildlife.utah.gov/huntplanner. And so that'll take you to this online tool, which will pull up a map of the state. And on there, you can select which species you want to hunt for, what sex of that animal you want to hunt for, what type of weapon you want to use. And you can kind of narrow down your choices based on those criteria, and it'll show you in the state which hunts you can put in for, which units you can hunt in that manner with. It's a great way to kind of narrow down your choices and help you make a decision when, the hunting application process can be a pretty complicated and decision heavy process, and so this is a great way that that can help you with that. So again, that the website for that is wildlife.utah.gov/hunt planner. And you know, if you have any questions about these tags or how the permit application process works, you can always call our office here in Price. The number for that is 435-613-3700. We can answer any questions that you've got.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to remember your guys' job is to make this as stressless and as as seamless as possible, right? I mean, that's what you guys are here for.
That's right. You know, another resource that I failed to mention is our big game hunting guidebook. You can find those. Those have been printed and distributed now. You can find them at Walmart and at pretty much any sporting goods store and a lot of convenience stores as well. And you can come by our office or check it out online as well. You know, like you said, give us a call on the phone. You know, we'd be happy to help you walk you through these things and tell you how many permits are still available, you know, where you can put in for, things like that. So we want people to be able to take advantage of this process.
Before I let you go, Morgan, I got to go ahead and get a fishing report update from you as well.
Sure. So, you know, this month we did have some waters in southeastern Utah open up, specifically some of the tributaries to waters on the Manti LaSalle National Forest. So, for example, Benches Pond, Gooseberry Reservoir, Huntington Reservoir, Pete's Hole, and Schofield Reservoir, tributaries to those waters opened up on Saturday, July 8th. So now those are open to fishing. You know, we also June was a busy month for our aquatics guys. A lot of these waters have been stocked with trout. So let's see, Benches Pond, Bulger Reservoir, Cleveland Reservoir, Farron Reservoir, Gooseberry, Huntington, Miller Flat, Pete's Hole, Soup Bowl, Willow Lake, and Wrigley Springs were all stocked with trout last month. And that stocking will continue through the month of July. But, you know, I think a lot of people are getting out and having good success. And so we're excited about, you know, these tributaries opening up that'll provide even more opportunity. And make sure to check the guidebook for specific waters on where these tributaries come, because some of them are artificial flies and lures only. But it's a great time of year and great time to be fishing.
Yeah, you know, based on the conversations I've had with you and some of the conversations I've had with other people and based on my own experience, it seems like this summer has been really good for fishing, better than most.
It's been a great summer. It's been fast paced and you know, it's unique because we had all that water up, all that snow pack up in the Manti LaSalle. So the reservoirs are all really full. They look really good. And the fish are enjoying it. It's, you know, we should have good spawning this year and it should be a great year for fishing and it has been so far. Yeah.
Morgan, I definitely look forward to our next conversation. It's always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about what's happening out there in the outdoors. It's nice to talk about something outside, you know, something to get out and enjoy with the family. So I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
All right. Again, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, you can visit CastleCountryRadio.com. That's Morgan Jacobson with the DWR.